Red One is on the move.
Evening, ladies. What are you so excited about? Of course, your boyfriend's here.
Okay.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night. I am Scott.
And I'm Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, I'm happy you're feeling better.
Oh, we'll see. We're doing catch up because I've been pretty sick, and we missed a couple weeks. And Joe's the one sneezing.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sneezing. Sorry, it was a sneak attack, man. No,
don't do another one. Bless you.
Okay, I'm okay now.
Bless your soul.
I might not be okay, but go ahead.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. We're doing catch up, and oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
What is happening?
You know, stuff happens. You know, I have to sneeze. You know, there's
at least you didn't do that when it's at the mic.
I tried not to. Whatever. You know what? It's okay. This is a human bodily function.
So, we're doing catch up and sneeze? No?
No.
Okay,
good.
And yesterday we just saw another movie and I could hardly speak during it. So tonight we're going to see if I can speak during this one. I think so. I'm not sure.
Without coughing up your spleen.
But today we are seeing a movie Joe wanted to see last week. This is her pick. She said, I have to see Red One.
Why are you laughing at me?
I mean, because
I love this cast.
Look, it's just like an odd movie. I don't know what to expect. I haven't heard good things since we haven't been able to see it for an entire week. But you wanted to see it, and
it's got a 6.9 on IMDb.
My mic is terrible.
You sound good, but 6.9 on IMDb. Out of 28,000 people, 6.9 is pretty good.
Yeah, this movie's directed by Jake Kasdan. Yeah, the director of the Jumanji films.
Well, figures. The Rock is in this.
He is the son of legendary Lawrence Kasdan of the Star Wars series.
Oh.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. So we like Jumanji.
I do.
Yeah, I think we both enjoy it.
I love it.
I know some people might not, but we kind of do. And I don't know. I have fun with it. And the problem is, though, I think if anything, this movie will show me, anyways, is that this cast is like struggling to stay relevant. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand what that means. Are you saying something derogatory against J.K. Simmons, The Rock, Chris Evans?
J.K. Simmons will always be a love for me.
I know.
Regardless. So I don't know. It's more about The Rock and Chris Evans for me.
Wow.
I think that The Rock has overstayed his welcome a little bit.
Damn.
It's because, let's face facts, we're getting to the point now where we're noticing the trend. A wrestling star or celebrity gets big on one thing and then plays that same person in every movie after his popularity. And then it gets to the point where, how many of these can we watch?
I can watch all of them. I like The Rock.
I was on the hype train. Like, I really enjoyed The Rock.
Okay.
I really did. I there were so many movies there I really enjoyed. And then I just started getting kind of tired of it. Because it's not like evolving. After he's jumping off a skyscraper with one leg, I just was like, this is getting old.
Oh, but come on. That's like one of those movies. It's like, okay, it's like all those disaster films that we watch. We know it's going to be trash, but it's still fun to watch. I mean, you know, fun to watch.
It's the same thing with Chris Evans, because I like Chris Evans. You know, I geez, I liked him when he was in The Losers and Fantastic Four. And then he became one of the best superheroes of all time with Captain America. And now I feel like I can't see him doing anything else and not wishing for Captain America.
Oh, see, that's unlike you. I don't know. That's really unlike you.
I know, but it's weird.
You know, if there's anyone in this cast that I'm like, eh, it's Lucy Liu.
Yeah, Lucy Liu's another one, right?
I never really cared much for her.
I feel strange with that, too. I don't know. It's like both these people, I don't know. All three of these people. J.K. Simmons, he constantly changes himself. I mean, the guy's doing the voice of an Eminem for years. I mean, he's doing something like Whiplash, and then he's just doing a comedy. And he always kind of knocks it out of the park, but I feel like even he is struggling to kind of shapeshift.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the whole cast. And I think that's a problem with me, because we're going to see this movie and we're automatically doing what you're doing. Oh, we're seeing The Rock. You know, we're not going to see the character. We're not seeing the movie and these characters being the characters in the movie. We're watching The Rock. We're watching J.K. Simmons. We're watching Chris Evans.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I think it's going to be cute, funny. I mean, it's a Christmas movie. Santa Claus gets kidnapped, and Krampus is in this.
Yeah, that's one of the higher points for me, is going to be Krampus.
We love Krampus, and guess who is playing Krampus?
I don't know. Who is it?
Oh, Tormund from Game of Thrones. Fucking love him.
That's perfect. Unfortunately, he's all CG, but...
Well,
this still. And then that's another thing. This movie's going to be full CG, and there's always that potential to be a full CG nightmare. We don't know. Here's something also I got to put out there, because I definitely know this is true. One of the things I've definitely picked up on is that this movie was in production for a very long time, which is a scary scenario, because I remember during the pandemic, they kept releasing photos of J.K. Simmons working out, but they made it seem like The Rock and him were just hanging out.
Hmm.
But it wasn't. It was actual scenes from this movie.
Oh.
So we know that this movie was filmed and they allowed those photos to come out in 2022.
Okay.
And here we are in 2024 and the movie's finally being released. So it's been in production since at least 2021.
Well, I mean, so?
It could be a disastrous reason that it was held off on for so long.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you. I should have known you're going to have this attitude, because you're not very thrilled about the
trailer. Oh, I don't care.
Trailer.
I love movies. I don't care. If it entertains me, and I have a feeling it's going to, I know I'm going to enjoy silly fun.
No, I know.
Am I going to enjoy Krampus? Yes.
Yes.
Am I going to enjoy a Jack Frost scenario of killer snowman, a snowman on a beach? Yes.
I mean, this movie is PG-13, though. I'm just saying.
Of course it is. The Rock is in it.
I do want to see Krampus just, you know, eating all the nasty little shit demon kids.
Well, we have to wait for one of our other directors to make that movie. That's never going to happen anytime soon.
I know.
Soon.
Damn.
I know. But still, I mean, there is a potential here for a lot of fun and a lot of silly gags and stuff like that.
That's why I want to see it.
And I'm all for it. We just saw Wicked last night. So right at this point in time, it's like, yeah, I'll see anything.
We always see everything.
But here's the thing. You know what I noticed is that not enough movies that we know are going to be great.
I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean by that, sir?
I'm just saying there's a lot of movies slipping through the cracks that we've missed this year. And I'm like, damn. We didn't get to see some good ones.
Well, we missed them probably because we were out of town.
Or we saw Red One.
How dare you? So you're telling me there's something better that you'd rather see tonight instead of Red One?
I don't know. I don't know what's in the theater at this moment.
Right, so you're just talking shit.
I'm just saying in the past. I was just making a reference.
You know,
I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to go in this with, you know what? Cautiously optimistic. How about that?
You know what? You know, always say that you'll see anything with me and you'll be happy about it.
Of course.
And
of course, we do another show where we just talk about trash.
Exactly. But you're not making this very exciting for me.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a downer.
And I feel like you should buy me that Krampus Stein.
Did you see that thing?
So Regal has, our Regal has some really awesome merch stuff for movies.
Usually not.
Krampus Stein.
a Krampusstein.
And I asked the dude that works there, I said, hey, can you actually put beer in this? He's like, yeah, I guess you can put anything in it.
Yeah, but the beer would cost extra, and it was a lot of money.
It was $32.
I know. And it sucks because I was like, I want this thing.
I want it too.
If it was $20, I would have been like, yes.
It's heavy.
If it's 30 and it comes with beer in it, maybe. But it's not going to.
You know.
I know.
They should include the beer in it.
It was one of his horns were the handle.
I know. I feel like I want it. It's like a special thing, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing. People are probably like, will they review the movie already? So
all
let's
right.
go see it.
Just settle down. We're going to go see it.
Come on, let's go. Grab a car.
For what?
You don't have a Wonder Woman action figure, do you?
It's not how it works. Come on.
There is much in here that is not of the natural world.
Who's that?
Krampus.
What are they doing?
They're playing Krampus Schlop.
I think if you don't need me here, I might just go back to the car.
We need to prepare for the possibility of no Christmas.
There's worse ways to go out than trying to save Santa Claus.
Interesting.
My turn!
Oh my god.
And we're back. We just saw the movie and we're back and we're ready to talk about it. Hey, it wasn't bad.
I loved it.
Here's the thing. It kind of saddens me to know that this movie, nobody saw it.
It saddens me greatly, yes.
Because the message of the movie is a good one. And the movie is a fun little romp. I feel like if this was one of those movies that came out in our childhoods, we would have loved it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm still a kid. I love this movie.
Yeah.
I love everything about how it was just cute and warm and touching and funny. And
it opens up this, this like mythology and this, this universe that could have been something bigger. I mean, we're living in a time where the Santa Claus with Tim Allen had like 4 movies and a TV show. And we're living in a time now where Red One that cost this much money didn't make any money, will never have anything in its universe again, which is kind of sad because the concept of some of these characters in a mythological world is kind of a fun one.
Yeah.
And seeing them travel throughout it is kind of a fun idea. And I feel like I was saying, this could have been a, you know, more popular, bigger movie. And it's sad that it's really not that. It's not going to be that. Because I would say, like, look, I didn't absolutely love it, but I liked it enough. I enjoyed myself enough. I think that the setup of the movie, some of the fun ideas they have, some of the, you know, some of those elements of that. I think I'm just a sucker for the lore, but I'm also a sucker for, you know, a good story that tells something that kids need to hear or adults need to hear these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. I think I enjoy hopeful movies more than I do the ones that are kind of like, you know, depressing. I do enjoy a depressing film. Of course, we like horror movies. But
I also prefer Krampus to Santa.
Well, I like this Santa.
Oh, I love this Santa. Yeah, he's a beefcake. He's not like a chubby, like, you know, jolly old man like we are used to seeing everywhere and like, you know, the whole lore of Santa.
Yeah.
He changed it. He's a beefcake.
Yeah, he is. And there's a lot of references to that. But this movie's got something for everybody, I think. I will say that, is it cheesy? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It is like the movie battling effects that might be wonky. Yes.
Well, yeah, there's some scenes in there with like The Rock when he turns little and big. And
well, yeah, no spoiling, of course. No spoilers,
but I'm just saying like it's okay.
It's it's wonky. Yeah. And and some effects looked great. Like, yeah, Krampus don't look bad in this movie.
Good.
I actually can't tell if it was a practical effect or
a costume. Was.
I can't imagine it being a practical effect.
I was staring at his face. No, it looked like it was.
Unless they like grew it.
I mean, makeup can do wonders. I mean, yeah, I feel like no it way, was
like the physical form.
Hmm.
Like it was just. I don't know.
I think it was prosthetic. I think it was. I would love to know.
It has to be like maybe a merging of both. And that's the smartest way to do special effects. But I like the look of it. And I was watching it and I was like, damn, that looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, but then other effects get a little like, oh, that's a little goofy. That's a little ridiculous. But it's just, I don't know. And I will say that if, you know, the big problem of the movie is sometimes dialogue is just really goofy and cheesy. And especially, I felt bad every time Lucy Liu had to deliver a line because they gave her dialogue that was just such nonsense.
Yeah.
She's oh my God. There'll be no Christmas. And it's like, it's just so weird.
I also don't really think she's a great actress either. So, I have
no problem with her.
She's just, you know, she's all right, but she's never done anything that would make me be like, oh, she's awesome. Yeah. I mean, even when she played Oren in Kill Bill, I was like, okay, it's all right, you know, doesn't matter. But anyway, hey, did you know that female reindeer keep their antlers in the winter while male reindeer shed their antlers? This is why Santa referred to them as ladies in the movie.
Oh.
Yes. They were beautiful and they were freaking huge. I loved them.
Okay. So the idea that they've always been like the strong male characters, nonsense.
Nonsense.
Yeah. And why doesn't Rudolph get any love?
No, he doesn't. But you know what would make sense? Because there's Prancer, there's Dancer, there's Vixen. I mean, it makes sense that they're chicks.
Huh.
You know, yeah. Think about the names of the reindeer.
I feel like we've always been wronging these reindeers.
They've always been chicks, you know? They just assume in the male universe that they're male because, you know, they have an important job, I guess. They guide Santa's sleigh, so therefore they must be boys. Well, no, they're not.
Yeah, why do the snowmen have to be men? Like, why? Where are the snow women at?
This is the dumbest conversation we're having right now. Well, anyway,
get back to the movie, what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Before you started talking about reindeer, I was trying to say just that.
Give me some trivia. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that if there's like a con, I will, again, the last act, it just kind of finishes. And it's just like comes together real quick. And it begs for a lot of questions.
Yeah.
There's like a whole bunch of things. I'm like, how did this happen? How did they get this done? When did this occur? You know, like it was a lot of stuff that I was just like, okay, this has gone really ridiculous. But there were so many funky little ideas and concepts in here that I was like, you know what? I'm on board. But I will say the last act felt extremely rushed.
Yes.
And it was just like, okay, we're done.
I know. See, like, yeah, because they was like, there's like a couple of messages in the movie, of course.
Of course.
But I feel like they kind of just wrapped it up in like one big nice package at the end really quickly. By the way, I have just read something awesome on this, that the Krampus character is primarily created by practical effects. He was wearing a detailed costume with makeup rather than heavily relying on CG. So
they had to have used it though, because how big he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's huge. I mean, and he completely, he's like a shadow over the Rock. I mean, huge.
Oh, when he puts his hand on his face, oh, it's so funny.
It takes up his whole head. It's hysterical.
But, yeah. I guess that's my big thing is like there, it is cheesy. It is, yeah, is it ridiculous? But are you kind of having fun? Yeah, it's hard not to.
It's so much fun.
I've seen so much worse that people like.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. I think this is a running thing with you and me doing the show, where every time we watch one of these movies that people just like dump on, we're actually having a good time.
Yeah, you know, we've seen a lot of Christmas trash. We've seen a lot of trash in general, but we've seen a lot of Christmas trash.
But just on before and after reviews, seeing movies in the theater. I mean, we've done some movies that I don't know if we did an episode like on Uncharted or something.
Where we did, I think.
I feel like when we came out, we're like, that was fun.
It was a fun movie.
People are like, oh my God, how dare they? And I'm like, I don't know why you guys can't have fun with this. Like, is it the exact thing? No. Is it fun? It is.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
like a even
fun
movie. I think we saw the Transformers, the Beast Wars one or whatever. Mm-hmm. We're like, Bumblebee jumps out of a jet to like run DMC or something, and it's like, I don't care how bad this movie is. That shit is badass. Like I love looking at it. Like I don't care. Like sometimes you can just have fun, and I think there's room for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know this is that conversation about mindless fun. And how we shouldn't, like, want that. But sometimes it's just, like, sit back and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
You know, there's a part of your brain that you're like, no, it's not, you know, smart or something like, something blowing your mind. But you could just sit back and kind of have fun with it. And I think this movie kind of rings that.
It is. I mean, come on. It's a magical movie about Santa Claus, for God's sake. I mean.
Yeah.
It was just, I thought it was well done. It was fun. You said you were worried in the beginning about Chris Evans being like, he can't get out of that Captain America thing.
Well, he's trying really, really hard not to be Captain America.
Yeah, he's trying really hard.
He's like, let me do an accent.
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think his situation is fine. He had some cute, funny moments in this. I thought there's a character in this that's not even human. His name is Garcia.
He's hardly in the movie, though.
Hardly in the movie, yeah. But when he's on screen, it's great. I just had a good time with this. I did. Although, you know, Bonnie Hunt showed up in this, and she's Mrs. Claus. She didn't really have anything to do.
No.
But otherwise, we had the girl who plays Sabrina, the teenage witch. And guess what? She was playing the same character again, basically. Oh. Sorry. I mean, it's not really a spoiler. Just saying. I mean,
kind of.
Whatever.
Oh, it's like, man,
she's typecast.
This is why I always say spoilers. Hopefully, or just, kind of.
No one's gonna see this movie. We're the only two on this earth that's gonna see this movie, besides our pal Luke, who gave this like a zero. I think
a five.
Oh, a five.
Yeah. Even he kind of knew it's not that bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I it's kind of funny. Yeah, she's in the Sabrina. I feel like she also is. I think everybody's kind of eating scenery. I mean, Nick Kroll comes in this movie, and they needed to tell him to turn it down. I mean, it is very overboard, and that's a lot of the movie. Yeah. The Rock is doing just exactly what he needs to do,
mm-hmm.
which is be the Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, it works fine. I don't hate it. I think it's better here than it is in a lot of other movies. Yeah. At least in this movie, they allowed him to get his ass smacked down by Krampus.
Oh, yeah. Which that was funny.
Usually doesn't. They don't allow it. Mm-hmm. Although in the trailer, they deleted the scene where he says, is it okay? Is my face all right? You know? And I kind of like seeing that because I think The Rock needs to do more of that where he can get hurt.
Yeah.
It's that contract thing I can't stand. And I want to see these characters, like, lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm glad to see Chris Evans doing exactly that. You know, like, he's getting punched around in the movie, and he's getting frozen to the water. Like, he's not perfect.
Right.
And I kind of like that. But I also liked seeing his jerk character that he does in this movie. I don't know. I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it, too. I don't think he was playing anything close to what he's played before. I think he did good. I think he stepped out of his box a little bit, and I think he did good. I think everybody did good in this movie. I mean, I thought it was fun. It was a fun ride. I don't think it was an excellent movie, but I'm still giving it a 7.
Oh my goodness.
I had a great time with this movie. I love you. I had so much fun with it. I thought everything, there was so much cuteness and then so much badassery. And then I got to see Krampus and Krampus's castle. That's rad. And there's like cute, funny moments in this movie. And I just liked the characters. I thought it was a fun ride. I'm in. 7. That's it. I don't care.
I love you. Yeah, it's a 6. A straight up 6. Oh. This is a fun one. Will it go into my rotation of Christmas movies? No. No. And I don't even see myself really watching this again. Maybe if it's like one day you put it on in the background, I sit there and I watch a little bit. I don't see myself not wanting to watch it.
I mean,
it just,
I'm watching this again.
I'm not running to it, is what I'm saying. Oh. It's not definitely going into my rotation.
Hey, well, you're going to come home from work and I'm going to be sitting on a couch watching it. And you're going to sit down and watch it with me. Because you're not going to be able to help it.
You're just going to be rewinding the Krampus, the Germany part of this movie.
I didn't get my beer stein.
I know.
Fuck. I want that beer stein. I'm going to get it. I'm going to go back and get it. It was awesome.
So, I mean, yeah. Did you have any cons? And because I don't think you said anything, but you love it.
Oh, it's so cute. But yes, it was not a perfect film. It was a bunch of silliness happening. Some wonky CG. There were some characters that I was just like, eh, all right. Could have done better casting on this. But I had a good time with it. It was fun. And I liked the messages that it put out. So as far as cons go, it was cheesy. It was goofy. The plot was like, I mean, it was okay, the plot. But I just loved everything surrounding, you know. So yeah. I just had a good time with it.
I would say that a big highlight is the opening of this movie, where you kind of see, like, you know, Santa Claus is like daily, what he wants to, like he does in his daily life and what he does around Christmas time. And kind of seeing them trying to blend in the reality of it and all that. I was like, that's kind of fun and creative and it feels a little different than I've seen. I've seen so many versions of this now that it's kind of hard to stay in like in a new lane. And I think they did a good job. And then seeing the Chris Evans like is a jerk. It was kind of like not bad. So I was really interested in the setup. So the movie kind of hooked me in right off the bat into the movie. And I would say that maybe in the middle, I got a little dulled, a little bored. And so in that end, when it just wrapped up, I was like, oh, that was neat and quick.
You know what's weird? It's like, I'm probably going to hell for saying this. A small, tiny part of me wanted the villain to get to like win. Not over Santa, but like the plan that the villain had, I thought that was a good plan. I don't know.
Well, it was just like he was saying, like, well, that's spoiler stuff, yeah. So it doesn't matter. But yeah, I get it. I mean, there's a kind of like a justification, but the movie's really talking about that as a concept and about how that's the problem. And I think that's a good kind of like story. That's a good message, I think. And I think it's good to have messages these days.
I mean, I like the whole good versus evil, but sometimes people need to be taught a lesson.
All right, Punisher, Jesus.
I'm in my villain phase.
Oh.
Krampus all day.
Well, I guess that's it for the show.
Team Krampus.
I guess Jo just killed it. She ended the review. She has nothing but evil in her heart.
No, I don't. I have love in my heart. I'm a good person. But I love Krampus. Krampus has the right idea, you know? Like, these little fuckers need to be taught a lesson sometimes. You just can't be a brat, you know? Don't be a brat.
This is why Santa's not coming here this year.
Santa always comes to my house. I'm sleeping with him.
Jeez, I guess this is where we're breaking up on the podcast. I just learned about this. Oh, my goodness.
I'm a good girl.
6.
7.
And that's all we got.
That's it. That's all I got. I had a good time. It was fun. It was a fun movie.
Why do I want to call this Red Nose?
No.
I every time it's Red One, right?
Red One.
I keep thinking Red Nose. I guess it's that comic, that the British relief thing where they do the fun.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a red. There's like Red Nose Day.
Yeah, Red Nose Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to call this movie Red Nose Down for some reason. It's so weird.
On that note.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hit us up on social media. Tell us what you thought. We're at Instagram, Just Another Movie Night, and Joe at The Crafting Misfit. Give us your thoughts, your schemes, your Krampus love. We want to hear it all. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.
That was so disturbing.